Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even if you've got a busy lifestyle that would normally make it hard to put a lot of time and effort into learning something new. That's what these challenges are meant to do, less than 10 minutes every day, where you can explore in a bit more depth what it means to follow Jesus than the information you might find in our Christianity 101 course. I'd recommend starting there if you've never explored Christianity in the first place, but otherwise these challenges are for you. We have a rhythm to keep us in sync, so our community can be studying the same things in sync together, even if we're not physically in the same place at the same time every week. So every Monday we introduce an idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see what that means and how it changes our thinking on the topic. Thursday, we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. Friday, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day for rest. Nothing happens then. And then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we started a brand new Christian community in Ajax. It meets every second Sunday. It's called the Family Room, where in one room every week, we worship and learn in ways that are accessible for people of all different ages. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information. Hope you can join us. Well, maybe you saw the same news articles I did, showing the incredible pictures of the east coast of Canada after the huge dump of snow they got last week. Just incredible snow drifts, just walls that have been cut into the snow to let cars through. I know some people who posted pictures from their own homes of their cars nearly buried. Saw garage doors almost filled in. It was just incredible to see how much snow got dumped all at once. And maybe you've seen stories like this that get passed around the internet about people who are trying to dig out their car. It's quite a struggle. They find the pile of snow they believe to be their car, and they start digging away, first with a shovel, then maybe with a broom, then they use a snow brush and maybe a scraper. And after all that, after they got all the ice and snow off, they still have trouble opening their car. It seems to be sealed shut somehow, or the battery's dead and they can't unlock it with their fob, so they fight to get that fixed and maybe even end up having to call CAA in the end to get a tow truck to come to try to pry open the door or do whatever it takes to get them into their vehicle. And when the tow truck driver finally arrives, they ask the obvious question: is this actually your car? Because I see another one just like it right over there. And of course, it wasn't their car. They just spent a good chunk of their time this day, hours even, trying to fight with this thing, to dig it out, to get it working, to get it open, just to find out it wasn't even the right car. What a disappointment, what a frustration that's gotta be. You've probably got similar stories, not about snow necessarily, but about just completely missing the target, fighting for the wrong thing. I work for the Anglican Church, and Anglican churches have a bishop in leadership. And I had a bishop ask me once to head up a committee and then to represent that same committee on a strategic planning committee. So I thought this is what I was supposed to do, advocate for my committee on behalf of the bishop. So I went to these strategic planning meetings where they were proposing amalgamating my committee with another. And I fought hard to keep them from doing that. I thought it was a terrible idea, and I let them know that. I made arguments, I got research, I got expert opinions, and I didn't relent until they finally let me have my way. They finally let me keep my committee independent of the other. And I thought, yes, I did it. And I said that to somebody else who was at the meeting. I said, yes, it was worth it. Finally won. And they said, you do know that that was the bishop's idea you were fighting against, right? Well, this week we're going to study the story of a fighter in the Old Testament part of the Bible who also didn't like to give up, whether it was a good idea or not. But in the meantime, here's your question to explore. Have you ever fought for something, then realized it was the wrong goal or the wrong target? That'd be a great question to explore with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life you see regularly. Don't do our challenges alone, please, but share them with somebody else you know. If you are meeting regularly with a friend or with a group, I'd love to hear about it. Drop me a note through the website or app to let me know that you're out there, you're listening, you're watching, and that you're beginning to explore these questions with others. Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.